Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Prosecutors in New York have opened the Trump hush money trial, stating how they believe the former president is guilty of falsifying business records to allegedly cover up a scandal before the 2016 election that he won. During opening arguments Monday, prosecutors claimed Trump doctored business records to hide a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels at the time. Trump's defense says there was no such scheme and that Daniels is only trying to capitalize on the allegations herself. Any potential ouster of Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House seems unlikely for the moment. He's the toast of many in Washington, particularly moderate politicians like Texas Republican Mike McCaul, after getting a multi-billion-dollar bipartisan foreign aid spending bill passed for allies like Ukraine and Israel.
At the end of the day, a profile in courage is putting the nation above yourself.
McCaul on with Fox News Sunday. Hardline conservatives, though, not happy that aid for Ukraine was not tied to border policy changes. Some pro-Palestine Democrats also voted against the bill. The $95 billion measure is expected to gain passage in the U.S. Senate this week. One rabbi in Florida pressing home a message of resilience for Jewish Americans observing this Passover amidst turmoil.
Rather than allowing our enemies to define us as victims, these difficult times are awakening a renewed dedication to proud, unapologetic Jewish living.
He said security was being beefed up at synagogues across South Florida where he lives. This will be the first Passover since Israel's invasion of Gaza. It came in retaliation for an earlier brutal attack by Muslim Hamas members slaughtering hundreds of Jewish families October 7th of last year. Jews and Muslims in the Middle East have been at odds for decades. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
President Biden commemorating Earth Day by introducing new grants aimed at residential solar projects.
To award grants, 60 grants across the country to states, territories, tribal governments, municipalities, nonprofits, to develop programs to enable low-income and disadvantaged communities to benefit from residential solar power.
Speaking from Prince William Forest Park in Triangle, Virginia, Biden unveiled $7 billion in grants to alleviate the high initial cost of residential solar installation. These grants are part of Biden's significant climate change legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act. The White House asserts these projects will generate 200,000 jobs. Gas prices continue to rise in the U.S., with the average price hovering around $3.67 per gallon this week. According to AAA, it's 4 cents higher than last week. However, in a Silicon Valley town in California, it's even more extreme. At a Chevron gas station in Menlo Park, prices were as high as $7.29 per gallon. Kroger and Albertsons are selling an additional 166 stores as part of efforts to address regulatory concerns over their proposed $25 billion merger. This move aims to mitigate fears of increased prices and job losses. The 166 stores are in addition to the over 400 already being sold and operated by C&S. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we knew it wasn't going to be easy, and maybe we didn't think it was going to be this hard. But I think we got to get real, and we got to see what's happening. You know, as like one of our guests pointed out yesterday, you know, this era of the silent majority, it's just not, I think it's going to be hard-pressed to be the force that it was, you know, back in the 80s and again, you know, in the early 2000s, when the silent majority did come out and make a difference in the elections. But, a lot has happened in terms of who's got control of our government and how they have control. I mean, unelected, deep state, levels of authority and control agents are, you know, they're driving the ship here, ladies and gentlemen. We've turned it over. This isn't a government. Forget it. If you think this is a government of for by we the people, it hasn't been that for a while. And, you know, as you look back in history and you see how our liberties continue to erode and how we've abandoned constitutional principles, you know, but yet you have politicians talk about the Constitution and democracy and all that. And, you know, of course, they don't even understand what democracy is. And even as, you know, Janice Daniels pointed out this morning, you know, they're not reading the bills. They're not reading the Constitution. They have no concern about the Fourth Amendment, you know, FISA. You know, they go up and they beat their chest and they're all excited that we're going to have all this reform to FISA and we're going to return the liberties. No, it doesn't happen. I mean, when did we ever get our liberties back? I mean, think of, in the history of this nation, you know, what they take, they never get back. You know, I don't care if it's a simple little toll. In fact, one time, I got to tell you, I was going through Kentucky, and because I was living there, you know, part-time doing some business there, and there was a toll booth. And I couldn't believe that they actually, the government had collected enough money. I mean, it was like dimes. They would, you know, it went on forever. But they collected enough dimes, they actually paid for the project. And so they took the toll booth down. I was shocked. I've never, you know, I shouldn't say I've never, but I've rarely seen anything that has to do with government. But of course this was at a local level. If it was a federal level, forget it. That thing was, you know, it had been instituted for eternity. You know, look at, they did the people's job. They paid for the roads and all that. And, it was done and it was time to shut the thing down. And I was like, wow, okay, this is the way government should work. But, on a federal level, no, no way. You know, a bureaucracy is forever. And, this is why we end up with the type of government and the level of incompetence that we have, because it's all about tenure. It's all about DEI, a form of it. It's all about the, you know, as I was a kid growing up, it was the Peter principle that people were elevated to their, you know, they just climb the ladder to their level of incompetence. And we have this, you know, within the bureaucracy, sadly. And it's a sad commentary because I feel for those people who are hardworking that aren't incompetent. But who do they have to work alongside? They have to work alongside these knuckleheads and these incompetent people. And they're protected. You can't fire them, you know. God forbid that you reclassify them because the way the thing is all set up. But it's this union mentality. You know, one size fits all. You know, we're in for the brotherhood. We're going to protect one another. And they do it at the people's expense. No wonder we're $35 trillion and counting in debt. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this is serious stuff. And everybody just takes kind of a laissez attitude, you know, approach to all this. I mean, at one day, I mean, and probably in our lifetimes, you know, the question is going to be called. Time to pay up. And we're not there. And meanwhile, in the midst of this, we have an invasion of our southern border. We approve an outlandish amount of money to a corrupt country, okay? And here we are, and then we, you know, by comparison, where we really should have sent, I believe, comparatively more money to Israel, we sent it to Ukraine, and there's arguments, and I get it, you know, it was like we were talking with the ambassador yesterday. I get it, you're down the road, you're up to your elbows in this thing, but. You know, this is what happens when you're not proactive and you're not in front of it. And our government, especially when it comes to national security and issues like that, our Secretary of State and our State Department, they seem to be more reactive than proactive. They're proactive when it comes to their interests and keeping the military-industrial complex going. They're very proactive about that because they're focused. That's their lifeblood. And the other stuff, they just let happen because it's all going to play into their hands. Just like when we were talking with Alperado, what happened on January the 6th. It wasn't by accident. It didn't happen in a couple of days. This was something that was planned out for a long time. And I don't know that we'll ever know the truth, but we'll always have a lot of suspicion. Just like we have a lot of suspicion about who killed JFK, you know, right? But, you know, will we know the truth? But that's the nature, sadly, of where we are right now in our government. And they love it. They love where we are, that, you know, we're confused, that we're not united, and they can somehow be the answer to the very problem that they've created. Because that's how you take down nations. I mean, there's no big secret here, okay? And as we said, America itself and our own FBI and CIA have been involved in regime change. And what they've done to other countries is exactly, they've aimed their target domestically. Now it's come at us. And basically what they did in 2020 is they effected a coup, okay? And all protected by all these institutions, which the left has their fingers wrapped around so tightly and not about to let go, you know, whether we're talking social media, you know, Google, you know, just go right on down the line. And that's just for starters. I mean, of course, they got the industrial complex, military-industrial complex. They got education. You know, the border, I mean, it's absolute madness. But hey, look at this, the America that we live in right now. And I don't know about you, but I'm concerned for the next generation. What are we going to hand off to them? Nothing like we got. I mean, our parents gave us a great country. And we're going the way of other countries. You know, like us. Other kind, I mean, because the expiration date around 250 years. I think Phil Hotzenpiller has that noted out in his book, It's Midnight in America. On average, about 250 years is how long a nation lasts. And here we are. You know, we're right there knocking on heaven's door. 2026 will be our 250th anniversary. And you have this sense that the expiration date is gone because we're no longer. I mean, what happened to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? You know, that's been replaced with, you know, Joe Biden and this weaponized government that we have right now. Unbelievable. So how long can you put up with it? Now, that's the question. But we have to fight back, okay? We have got to fight back and reclaim what belongs to us. It's our birthright. It's our birthright as a nation. And the birthright is that we are a government of, for, by we the people. Not Joe Biden, not Barack Obama, not any king, but we the people, our fellow man. And when we align back with those freedom principles, then possibly we might be able to get this country back on track. It's going to be a long, hard battle, though. It's not going to be easy. Got to go to break. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. 15 after.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are still millions of people who are longing for the peace that only Christ can give, and we're determined to share His love in any way we can. The Tide 3rd Annual Race to Share the Gospel invites participants to run, walk, bike, hike, or even swim 13 miles in 16 days to make an eternal impact on the lives of millions around the world. The race will kick off on Saturday, April 27th, and end on Sunday, May 12th. This year, the Tide Ministry aims to raise $15,000 to directly enable new outreach in the Balkan region of Eastern Europe. Holding this virtual race gives fellow believers the opportunity to tangibly participate in what God is doing worldwide. To learn more about the Tide Race to Share the Gospel and how you can participate regardless of where you live, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Welcome Welcome back, Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fran Mayer going to join us in just a moment. He's a senior fellow in Catholic Studies at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C., talking about his latest book, True Confessions. I mean, imagine this. Over the past decade, Rome has been marked with sharp and often unwarranted criticism of the Church and the United States and American Catholic life, but very few of the critics have even taken the time to talk systematically with a wide range of U.S. Catholics to understand their concerns. Fran Mayer is with us now. Fran, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Fran, are you there?
Yeah, Bill. Is this Bill?
Yes, it is. It is Bill Martinez, and you're on the air.
Bill, please forgive me. I'm traveling, and I got mixed up. Excuse me.
Okay. No worries. We've got 9 minutes here to talk about your book, and hey, look, we can always have you back and reschedule. But I think what you've done here is, is a gift. To those of us Catholics who have said, hey, can anybody stop a minute and maybe talk to us and ask us what's going on? Because this has been something, as I was a kid growing up, if the truth be known, I was really seriously considering, entering the Maryknoll Seminary. But so much happened after the Ecumenical Council with Pope John the 23rd that it really put me in a spin about what was going on with the Catholic. And I since have spoken with, several priests about, and they agreed. They agreed that it wasn't handled efficiently and effectively, that there was a lot of misunderstanding that was poured into the marketplace and into the spiritual minds of Catholics. And it really was very confusing. And
I think you need to look at that council, Bill, as 400 years of pent up divisions that simply exploded once the door was open. And
good point.
50 years of confusion, and we're still dealing with the aftermath.
That's great. No, I'm glad you put it that way. That is an excellent point that you've made. So break it down. Tell us about your book and True Confessions. And what was your objective here?
Yeah, well, it was basically to give people hope. I mean, I don't think you can read the book having encountered all the people that are involved in the discussions that I had throughout the writing of it without coming away and feeling two things. Number one, you heard a lot of candor. People who love the Church are very frank about what they think she needs and what might be wrong and what she needs to be right. But they also deeply love her, or they wouldn't spend the time trying to live their lives under the discipline of what the Church teaches. I mean, there's a lot of good happening that the mainstream media just simply ignore because it doesn't fit their narrative. And
that aside, I mean, this is a Church issue. This needs to be resolved within the family, and people need to feel good about it, that God's grace is evident, and that you can still be united and not have a sense of guilt. Like, I was speaking with a Catholic the other day, friend, and he felt guilty. He thought, wow, I'm in conflict here. And because he didn't agree with everything the Pope was doing. And I said, I understand this, but again, I mean, that's something for you to deal with on a personal level with God, because the part of the challenge we have is, depending on what diocese you go to, you can go talk to a different priest, different diocese, and get a different answer.
Yeah, well, that's just the routine material that we've got to deal with right now. Mm-hmm. And we have to deal with it by doing the primary thing that we're all called to, which is confessing Jesus Christ. And if you have that common ground, you're going to be able to at least talk to one another. And that's what I think, that was the reason for the title, actually, of the book. I mean, if you look at what the people say in True Confessions, they're basically confessing their faith in Jesus Christ, confessing their faith in the teachings of the Church. And of course, that's what Augustine did when he wrote his great book, Confessions. And so if you read these people, you're going to, I think, come away with a sense that you've heard the truth about life in the Church today, but also a deep sense of fidelity to what the Church teaches and people who are really making sacrifices to follow what the Church teaches.
See, that's, to me, that's the huge takeaway, is they're not abandoning ship. They love Mother Church, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just want to have peace. They want to feel like, okay, it's okay. And here it is. I mean, you talked to what, over 100 bishops, clergy, religious lay people. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was a 17-month thing, and each of the interviews was like 7,000 to 10,000 words, and so of course they had to be transcribed, they had to be edited, they had to be approved by the people that were interviewed. I think the most important people to talk to read are the bishops, because they're very frank. I mean, their comments are it reveals who they are as men, and they I think communicate a real sense of these are good men trying to do their best. And then the formators, the educators that I interview in, I think, Chapter 5, the women and the men, 10 women and 10 men, who are married and have children, but they're also in positions of forming people through their educations. And they're just very, very frank and very in love with the church. And finally, the other chapter that really moves me every time I read it is Special People, where I interview have children with special needs and the kind of sacrifices that they make. It's just a great Christian witness.
Yes. Wow. I got to imagine as you're writing this, this is not only inspirational, but it solidifies your faith in the Catholic Church, doesn't it?
I came away, you know, I worked around and in the church for 46 years. And when I started this project, I thought, I really don't want to lose faith. You know, I was worried that, you know, you run into information that you just don't want to hear, but quite the opposite. I mean, it confirmed my experience, which is, has been very, very positive. I mean, you run into occasional problems in the church from the inside, but the men who are bishops and priests and lay people that I worked with were almost uniformly terrific people, very dedicated to doing the right thing. And I hope the book communicates that to people, because that was the desire that I had when I started on the project.
Exactly. Well, and what you see here is not a claim of perfection, a claim of forgiveness.
None of us is perfect.
Right. Exactly. It's not. And the vulnerability of some of these bishops was refreshing, because I mean you. If we're going to be Christ-like, then you got to drop everything else, the shrouds. All that goes by the wayside. You've got to be transparent, and especially when you're a bishop. I mean, you're in a position of authority, and it appears to me that they took responsibility. No, nobody was dodging, the questions here. Did you sense that at all?
Oh yeah, I know a lot of bishops simply because of the work that I did for the decades that I was doing that work in the church. Mm-hmm. But these guys were very revealing of who they are, and really, again, very candid about their own struggles. There's one auxiliary bishop who made the wonderful comment about when you become the bishop, you almost lose your personality. You're this institution, the bishop. And having, that's kind of a burden on them, you know, because they're human beings just like you and me.
Right.
But they have an enormous moral responsibility of leadership, which can really be trying a lot of the time.
Well, and that reminds us why we need to pray for our bishops, right? And our leadership. Pray for the Pope.
And believe in
this.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because look at, you know, God has placed him, you know, you have to believe that God placed him in the position, okay? And, it's up to us to come alongside, come in alignment with God's intent. And, again, understanding that nobody's perfect here.
Yeah. I pray for Francis every day, and sometimes I don't understand what he's done, but it doesn't matter. I have the obligation of praying for him.
Right. I'm with you on that. I agree. Because look, we're all humanoids. Nobody's perfect. You know, this has come up several times already. I mean, the Apostle Paul said, you know, and I love this because it speaks to our humanity and where we are in the fight here, is that, the things I want to do, I don't. The things I don't, I do. You know, what a paradox. But, you know, in spite of all that, friend, God loves us. He still loves us.
Yeah, and I think people who read the book will come away with that feeling. So I hope that they'll take the opportunity to read it, because it'll give them a lift emotionally and certainly reinforce their hope.
Well, it blesses us. Thank you so much for the book. Fran Mayer has been our guest in his brand new book.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
USA News Update. An American journalist who was kidnapped in 1985 and held in Lebanon for 7 years has passed away. According to multiple reports, Terry Anderson died at the age of 76 at his home in Greenwood Lake, New York. Anderson volunteered to go to Lebanon in 1982 after Israel's invasion of the country. He was released in 1991 following the end of the civil war in Lebanon. A recent poll indicates that professionals in the U.S. are feeling a growing lack of support from their employers for workplace well-being. USA's John Schaefer with more.
This despite over 80% of employees emphasizing the importance of mental health support when considering job opportunities. The poll, which was conducted by recruitment firm Robert Walters, reveals that 60% of professionals believe employers should do more to prioritize employee well-being.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, in time for my good friend, Dr. Alex McFarland. Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Hey, like you, man. I'm just so excited. It's a great week. We've got a new movie coming out that's, boy, it's buzzing like crazy. King and Country, Rebecca St. James, their family story, the Smallbone story, that I'm sure you have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet, but I know it'll be great.
Oh, it's awesome. It comes out this week. It's officially, it's interesting that it comes out on the anniversary of the Smallbones. And, you know, the mom and dad, it's their story, a story that, you know, Joel and Luke have recited to people over the years at their concerts. And so because of that, people kept saying, well, you got to do, you know, you got to write a book. And, you know, well, we're not much book writers, but they ended up doing a movie that is very personal and timely, Alex, because just in time for Mother's Day. And, of course, their song that people are singing now that has really grabbed a hold of their hearts, Unsung Hero, you know, is really about their mom. But you listen to it, and when you see the movie, you will see the relevance, not only for the mom, but for the dad, the family, prayer, redemption. Wow, what a great, deep, personal story. And it Lionsgate is so all in on this. I think this is going to be the biggest release this year of a Christian film from Lionsgate. It's a buzzing, man, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, it just goes to show, Bill, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, that something that we really need to maximize on in our culture is family, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I wrote an article, and I think it's on Christianity.com, but I was not in the ministry long before it dawned on me that when people are on their deathbed, all they care about are God and family. You know, mm-hmm. I was in seminary, and I was interim pastor of a small rural church, and I did my first funeral. But, you know, in the final moments of the fourth quarter, shall we say, nobody says, oh, I should have had a better car. Or, you know, yeah, if only I had spent more hours at the office. No, when we are on our deathbed, all we care about is the Lord and our loved ones, God and family. And whether it be this movie or anything we can do to encourage people, but especially young people, to make it your life's aspiration to build a family. That's a good thing. Right. Family is a great gift from God, isn't it?
It, without a doubt. Well, Mother Teresa summed it up perfectly. She says, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family.
Wow. Hey, huh? That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You know, not to be morbid or anything, but it's very sweet. As COVID was just kicking in addition to what I do, I was interim pastor of a rural church in North Carolina, and there was a wonderful older couple there. And the man had, in his younger years, been a baseball player, but then just came and worked in a factory, raised kids, loved his wife. And several weeks ago, he died. He was a great Christian man.
Mm-hmm.
But I was on the road, but my wife went to visit them. And among his last words, he just looked at his wife, and all the kids were there, and they were saying, love you, love you. Mm-hmm. You know, and he looked at his wife, their eyes met, and he said, we made a good team, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And said that to his spouse of 60 years, and that was just kind of a quiet benediction for a holy moment. And husbands and wives, family members, it's a team, and it really is, you know, to everybody. We all know this. Not everybody is going to be part of a business. Not everybody's going to, you know, be this or that, but we're all part of a family. And, Bill, you know, growing up, I, you know, like a lot of guys, I wanted to make money and buy a car and do all the things that we do. We set a lot of goals for ourselves, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I realize the best things in life don't have a price tag. God
exactly.
And family.
And those are kingdom principles, you know, that you discover when you connect to eternity. In the temporal world, you'll never get close to it, but you start connecting with eternity and you realize there is something after this journey here on this earth. The expansion of your mind and possibilities is infinite, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you know, marriage rates are down. Childbearing is down. A lot of younger people don't necessarily have the aspiration to get married and be married for 50 years. And I think part of that is because, you know, we're a couple of generations into an America where people have never seen marriage and family valued and cherished as it once was. But
right.
You know, I'm hopeful for the Gen Z and younger. Bill, as I travel, and we're just on the eve of starting our 7 summer camps. We'll have 1,200 middle school and high schoolers in 7 camps this summer, and man, these kids, I'm telling you, they're hungry for truth. They're hungry for things that are real. And I think if the Lord hasn't come back, and if this old world is here a few more decades, I truly believe the pendulum is going to swing back to that which is conservative, moral, and even biblical Christian.
Yeah, it's already starting to do that. You can see bonfires of revival and awakening happening, not only here in America, but around the world. So I, like you, I'm very hopeful. The challenge that that this generation has, unlike when you and I were growing up, we had our parents. They were, you know, you referred to it. They were benchmarks. They were examples of this. And sadly, I mean, we really owe an apology to the next generation because we didn't serve them well, because what we did was we became so selfish that we lost the concept of servanthood. Marriage is being a servant. You serve one another. And when you, and this is a godly principle. See, when we abandon God and we do it our way, then you get you know what, more divorces than marriages. You get the kind of thing that our culture is representing right now, and it's a sad commentary. I feel for these young kids because they've had to grow up with this. You know, they grow up with, you know, broken families. I mean, gosh, when you and I were growing up, I think, you know, less than 3% of the people, you know, very rarely did you hear about divorce, and it was kind of shocking when you did hear about it. You go, oh my gosh, you know, it was so. Now it's just like it's no big whoop, divorced, and you marry the neighbor. You know, it's like what?
Yeah, yeah.
We're crazy.
Well, yeah, and the number of affairs, and there was a phrase. I don't know if you heard this phrase. You know, for a while, people talked about getting starter homes. You get a small home, and then you graduate up to a better home. Well, there was a term being kicked around, starter wives.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was almost like, it was just almost like a given that you would have multiple marriages. And, you know, my wife and I, we've been married 35 years, and we've certainly had bumps in the road, finances and family, but navigating through the rough waters makes you stronger.
Without a doubt. Well, you know, I liked, you know, Billy Graham's wife had a great answer when she was being interviewed. I don't know if you remember this one, Alex. You probably do. But she was asked, you know, in the relationship with Billy, did she ever think of divorce? And she said, divorce never, murder maybe.
God forbid.
Yeah, leave it to her. But she's just so precious. I mean, but again, God has a way, and we follow His plan. It always works, it seems, you know. But here we are. We're stiff-necked people trying to do it and rewrite it and make it different. More from Dr. Alex McFarland. Stay with
us. How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez along with Dr. Alex McFarlane. And Alex, I wanted to bring your attention. I know we've been reading about this, the attack on institutions of faith, particularly what's going on in Arizona at Grand Canyon University, being targeted by the Department of Education, specifically Secretary Miguel Cardona. We've been watching as the Biden administration has been attacking biblical views left and right with a particularly vehement disregard of the sanctity of life and marriage. In late October, GCU was hit with a fine of $37.7 million. And you ask why? Well, this was brought on by our federal government over allegations that it lied to students about the cost of its programs. It just seems a little spurious on the face, but regardless, and of course this is, I'm sure, being under appeal, but $37.7 million, and just to show you how blatant this is that it's not enough to go after GCU, now let's go after Liberty University. So Liberty University, interestingly enough, about the same amount of fine that they got, because the government has decided that they're going to put the pressure on them. You know, it's, you know what it is. I mean, it is a form of lawfare. It is conditioning to tell these institutions that believe in God that, we don't want your God stuff here. And we're going to levy a fine on you for your God attitude and your God worldview, right?
Yeah, I mean, Liberty and Grand Canyon are the two behemoths in Christian higher education in America. I graduated from Liberty and have taught adjunctively at Liberty. Back in the 90s, I was actually on the Board of Regents, and I knew Dr. Falwell, the founder. So I'm intimately familiar with Liberty. Great, great, great school. It's funny, Grand Canyon, about 15 years ago, I actually was going to apply to Grand Canyon to do some post-grad work. And, you know, I remember, as all schools do, they if I had done this particular doctoral degree through Grand Canyon, they gave me a range. I would say they were not at all misleading about what the price would be. You know, part mm-hmm. of the indictment on the part of the federal government, Cardona is saying that they've been deceptive in their you know, price disclosures, which I would disagree. And, you know, having taught for more than 20 years, college and grad school, you know, you can give an estimate, but the actual course hours, books, fees, you know, from soup to nuts, it can vary.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having been
like it's not going to vary at Harvard or Yale or you know, Stanford,
exactly.
Right? Exactly.
Or any of the hyper woke liberal schools. And the other thing is, every school has an attrition rate. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like, you know, the Boston Marathon, you know, there are thousands of people at the starting gun, and then at the finish line, there are onesies and twosies. Well, every program of every school has an attrition rate. You know, every law school in America, you know, countless masses are admitted to law school, but then, you know, singles and dozens pass the bar one day. Mm-hmm. And my point being, just, you know, a scale of costs and the attrition rate that happens everywhere at every school, that doesn't necessarily mean either Liberty or Grand Canyon has engaged in fraudulent business practice.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I would say they are more ethical than they are as ethical and probably more ethical than any other, you know, schools out there, because education is in a mess right now anyway because of wokeness.
Right.
But
right.
Let me tell you what else the Biden administration is doing. And this, again, is something I know quite a bit about from teaching, from being president of a small college. Title IX, you know, mm-hmm. since 1972, Title IX was really originally about making sure there were equal educational opportunities for women. And then there were also things about sexual harassment. And Title IX was making the campus a safe place of equal opportunity. There was not supposed to be discrimination over sex. But what the Biden administration now is trying to do to Title IX and millions of dollars of funding, scholarships, grant. I mean, this would immeasurably reshape American higher education, is to include within Title IX nomenclature that colleges must go along with the pronoun mandate of the,
right.
excuse me, delusional trans people.
Right, exactly.
That, in other words, if And think about the implications for science programs in med school. You know, you clearly have a genetic male that masquerades as a poorly decorated female. And the professor, because professors generally handle truth, not delusion, it would be, in other words, if you call a genetic male, Mr., you know, Martinez,
mm-hmm.
That would be the same as sexual harassment, assault, or rape. I mean, it's insane. But the Biden administration is using all of the legal tricks they can pull out of the hat to forcibly bludgeon America into the woke ideology.
Mm-hmm.
That, besides being counter to reality, is absolutely unconstitutional and, from a legal standpoint, illegitimate.
Right. Well, and of course, they have to go after institutions, Christian institutions, because we're the bulwark against this insane perception, this violation
yes.
of truth. Right. So just like any other nation in the history of nations, there's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. It's the same old plan, same thing that's being erected and affected here in this country. And all it takes is a laissez-faire constituency to allow this to move forward. And the next thing you know, it's your children on the operating table getting sexual parts of their body removed.
Well, and, you know, I've said this many times, but our Constitution only makes sense in a culture of people that recognize objective morality, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's funny. I've been to Zimbabwe, and you know they have had revolutions over there, and I watched it's funny while I'm saying this, but there's a documentary recently on Bob Marley. You remember the musician from
Jamaica?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because he's got a new movie. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah. It was interesting, kind of poignant, but there were a lot of people in Jamaica that originally were from Zimbabwe. And Zimbabwe, it's funny, back in the, I guess it was late 70s, early 80s, when Britain, largely because of the anti-colonialization mindset of Gandhi, Britain had been in India and Zimbabwe and all over the world, and it did bring structure and order and infrastructure, but, thanks to a lot of deconstructionist utopians in the 20th century, Britain had to get out of every place where they were an occupying presence. Well, literally moments after Britain left Zimbabwe, there was a riot. And, that's how it goes. It's how it is in Afghanistan with us leaving Afghanistan. When America pulls out, instantly the, mullahs and natives take over and resume killing each other. Now, here's my point. In Jamaica, which had had a Christian presence over the centuries, but they've had, revolutions. And in the Bob Marley movie, they were arguing about, freedom, freedom, freedom. We want freedom, freedom. And they were talking about Reagan and the conservatives, they are the bad guys. And then the socialists, they're the bad guys. We just want freedom. Well, the thing is, you can't, in a world of fallen sinners, you can't just have a vacuum. You have to have some structure. And what made America great for 2.5 centuries was that the structure was a Judeo-Christian worldview.
Exactly.
And Bill, I'm watching us descend into one of these banana republics where it's simply warring factions. The only thing that held us in structure and at bay was a moral code.
Exactly.
Even the atheists have a vested interest in preserving morals, whether or not they're saved. We need morality or we will have anarchy.
Yeah, you got to know that when somebody comes to a red light, they're going to stop, right? Something as basic as that, right? And without a moral code, just do whatever you feel like doing. He's one of America's top Christian apologists, radio host and director of Christian Worldview at North Greenville U.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The final...